World-renowned Sasquatch tracker Todd Standing is actually in BC court today to try and prove the idea that Sasquatch exists. He's going to be bringing all sorts of evidence to the table, which is why I've contacted local Sasquatch expert and author of Woodnox and Tossed Rocks, Search for Sasquatch, Blaine McMillan. Blaine, I know you've seen some of the evidence and stuff. What do you think?
A lot of the photos, I wouldn't say that they're good evidence. They're kind of shaky. And if you look a real close-up look on two of the faces that are in there, it looks a lot like a human covered in hair, but it doesn't look like a Squatch at all. I'm not saying that that he fabricated it, because I don't know, but it doesn't look real enough.
So you'd have to bring some pretty substantial evidence for this to count and be fully recognized, right?
The bar for that's what they're looking for is a lot higher than what would be even in a criminal case. And anything that he has, he should be taking to scientists to have them verify, because that's the only body that the government's going to listen to. I think it's more of a promotional thing for himself to push his own agenda forward. I guess he charges like $4,800 to go on a week-long expedition. which is insane, because I know, like, with our group, it's a hell of a lot less than that.
Yeah, and of course now with the world knowing his name and what he does, he's going to be number one on everyone's searches, right?
Yeah, of course.
So this is probably just some sort of giant publicity stunt, you're thinking.
I unfortunately think so. When it comes to Sasquatch and that sort of thing. The late Dr. Grover Krantz had stated to kill one to protect the rest of them. Because nobody's going to believe anything until they actually have a body, which is unfortunate. I mean, you can have all the tracks, all the casts, all the hair from unknown primates is what it comes up as. But nobody's going to believe it until they actually have something to compare it to.
So, say, for example, the court does recognize his evidence and says it's legitimate and says, okay, Sasquatch exists. What would happen after that?
If they say that it exists, well then, okay, how are we going to protect the environment for it? How are we going to protect the actual creature from people going out and trying to hunt it? Now, in Skamania County, in the United States, they've had on the books, I think since 1975 or something like this, they've had a law that states that it is illegal to go out and hunt this thing, and the fine is like 5 years in jail and a $100,000 fine.
Whoa.
So they actually, in Skamania County, they obviously recognize it, and they don't want people to do anything to it. But I think that's more about keeping the loons out in the woods running around with guns at night than anything else.
So do you think that the Comox Valley should, if it is recognized as a legal creature or whatever you want to call it, do you think the Comox Valley should set up something similar to that?
Well, I don't know if it would be the Comox Valley. It would have to be the province, because anything, if you look at, for example, hunting regulations, everything that's out there that is harvestable, there is a law or a limit that is set by the province that is then governed by the Fish and Wildlife. So for like elk, where you can hunt them, how many you can take, deer, the same sort of thing, so on and so forth. Anything that is not regulated is illegal to actually hunt for, according to, well, if it's Crown land, it'd be up to the feds. So if you came upon, say there was a breed of elk that were pink, but they're not in the rules to hunt pink elk, for example, well, then it's illegal to do that because you can't harvest them. It'd be illegal to do so.
So either way, what you're saying is Sasquatch is safe.
I would say so. And anybody that wants to go out there and actually try to shoot one of these, don't do that. Because you're now dealing with a very, very large animal that has hands.
On top of that, it's probably going to be easier to find that pink elk you were talking about anyway.
Yeah, probably, you know. People said there used to be, that somebody said there was white grizzly bears, and nobody believed it until they actually saw one.
Yeah, good point. Well, Blaine, thank you so much for joining me. That is Blaine McMillan. He's the author of Woodnox and Tossed Rocks, Searching for Sasquatch, which you can find on Amazon and online bookstores around the world.
Mornings with Big Ginger.
Okay, but like I say, you know, vegetarians won't go for that.
Big Ginger on 98.9 The GOAT, the Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.